Welcome, everybody, to the College Football Prediction Show. We are week two of the college football season. After a week of blowouts, one big upset with the Colorado Buffaloes beat the TCU Horned Frogs. Today, we're going to look at what is the game of week two. Seems like the best game to start off the week with. We're going to go with Texas versus Alabama. Texas versus Alabama is a matchup that last year gave us a great game as Texas almost upset the Crimson Tide. Will they be able to do that this season? We're going to find out. We're going to look at it. We're going to predict it. And right now, Alabama is favored by 7 points. Steve Sarkisian will head back to Tuscaloosa for the first time since serving as the Crimson Tide's offensive coordinator in the 2019-2020 season. Over the course of Saban's career, he has a 28-2 record, career over former assistants who he has faced. So let's go ahead and let's look at some of the key players in this great matchup. Of course, we'll also look at the key storylines, give you our pick. But we're going to start off by looking at the Texas Longhorns, their key players in this game. Quint Ewers, a quarterback, has to be one of the key guys. In his 2023 debut, Quinn turned in an efficient performance, which was really good to see if you're a Longhorns fan. He was 19 for 30, 260 yards, 3 touchdowns, and Ewers seemed to have good control of the offense even after a slow start to the game last season. Now, going into perhaps the biggest game in a non-conference season 2023 for the Texas Longhorns, Ewers will have to have a big game if Texas is going to go into Tuscaloosa and come out with a victory. Now, another man that's going to have a big role here is defensive end Ethan Burke. While linebacker Jalen Ford picked up right where he left off in 2022, defensive end Burke is the player who jumps off the stat sheet. The sophomore recorded 1.5 sacks, 1.5 tackles for loss against Rice this past week and finds himself as the team leader in both statistical categories heading into week two. Now, the Alabama offensive line will present a much stiffer test than what Rice did. But right now, it appears that the Longhorns have an emerging young player who have a major role on Texas's defense. They're going to have to pressure Jalen Milroe if they're going to have a chance to win this game. Now, when we look at Alabama's key players, quarterback Jalen Milroe. I mean, the quarterback competition in Tuscaloosa couldn't have been anything more than a media story after what Milroe showed us last Saturday. While it was against Middle Tennessee State, Milroe was extremely efficient, completing 13 of 18 attempts for 194 yards and 3 scores, while turning 7 carries into 48 yards, which almost 7 yards per carry, and 2 touchdowns. The Texas defense will be much tougher in week two than what they face against Middle Tennessee State, but Milroe looks to be the defensive answer at quarterback for Nick Saban, or the definitive answer for Nick Saban at quarterback. Now, on the defensive side, I think the guy to watch out for is Caleb Downs. He's a true freshman. He doesn't start at safety very often. True freshmen hardly ever start at safety in college football, let alone for Nick Saban, who I think is known as maybe the best defensive backs coach anywhere. But Caleb Downs is a little different. He's not your typical newcomer. He certainly didn't look like it in his first start. Downs led the Crimson Tide with 8 tackles, as well as recording 1 tackle for loss on the day, with Texas having one of the top wide receiver corps in all of college football. Downs will be a key player to watch in this week two clash. Now, when we look at key storylines, isn't the key storyline at the start of the year for Texas every year the same thing? Can the Longhorns live up to the hype? Now, that's almost always since, like, what, the mid-2000s. That's the storyline for Texas. Can they live up to the hype? Now, when the halftime score against Rice was 16-3, folks around Austin were not happy after everything we heard this offseason about how great this Longhorn team was supposed to be. Now they turned it around to finish a 37-10 victory, but Texas can't afford that kind of start on the road against the number 4 team in the land. Alabama will blow them out if they play a first half like they did last week against Rice. There's an argument Texas has the roster to challenge Alabama, but it will take one heck of a game by offensive play caller Steve Sarkisian for Texas to have a chance in this game. Now, when we look at the Alabama Crimson Tide storyline, who wins the strength versus strength battle between Texas's wide receivers and Alabama's defensive backfield? Caleb Bales, Kool-Aid, McKinstry. Give the Tide the best safety corner duo in the country, possibly, while Jalen Key, Terrione Arnold, and Malachi Moore bring this unit right near the top nationally. Now, this will be the game inside the game on Saturday as Xavier Worthy, Jatavion Sanders, A.D. Mitchell, and Jonte Cook will present quite the challenge for Alabama's back seven. Now, when we get to the prediction to this game, I mean, I think that I could predict this game relatively easy on who's going to win. The point spread makes it a little bit more difficult, which, of course, the point spread's there for, and to make the game a little bit more interesting. But Alabama favored by seven. Is that too much? Because to me, I think it's about right. I think this point spread should fall between five and seven, but seven is on the high end of where it should be. Now, I can't pick the Longhorns to walk into Tuscaloosa and take down the Crimson Tide. I don't see that happening. But I also don't believe they'll get embarrassed either. I would even buy stock in Texas coming out and grabbing an early lead in this game before Alabama steadily fights their way back into a lead and holds on to win a battle of attrition. Now, this game has very little consequence for either team winning their conference championship. But for the Longhorns, national perception is huge here. And this will be decided one way or another this weekend. I think it's either a hard-fought loss to an Alabama team that I fully expect to see in the college football playoffs, or they get blown out. The hard-fought loss gives them respect. It doesn't drop them too far in the rankings, and Texas can still, by running through the Big 12, can still make the college football playoffs. If they get blown out and Alabama has the season we think Alabama will have, it's going to almost kill Texas's college football playoff chances. So the way they lose is big, because they will lose. I mean, the Texas Longhorns were a very good football team. They got a very good roster. I think Alabama is the better coach team. I think they are slightly deeper. So I think Alabama wins this game somewhere in the neighborhood of 34-24. So with that being said, I am going to recommend, not with a lot of confidence, to take Alabama and give the 7 points. But I think Bama will win this game. I think it'll be one of the best games of the season. I think Texas can hang with them. But I think late, I think you're going to see Alabama kind of wear down the Texas defense and kind of pull away for a 34-24 victory. All right, guys, make sure you check out the link for BetMGM. If you're betting on Alabama and Texas, it's the best top-rated sportsbook by the Grueling Truth for betting on this game this weekend. Make sure you click the link in the description below if you're watching on YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit the bell notification on YouTube. Follow us at Grueling Truth. You can hear us also on Spotify, iHeartRadio, over 300 different broadcast outlets carry the Grueling Truth. So for now, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.